All right, I'm ready for my next question.
In a world where rhinoceroses are domesticated pets, who wins the Second World War?
Sheldon thinks.
Uganda.
Defend.
Kenya rises to power on the export of rhinoceroses. A Central African power bloc is formed, colonizing North Africa and Europe. When war breaks out, no one can afford the luxury of a rhino. Kenya withers, Uganda triumphs.
Correct. My turn.
In a world where a piano is a weapon, not a musical instrument, on what does Scott Joplin play the maple leaf rag?
Tuned bayonets.
Defend?
Isn't it obvious?
You're right, my apologies. What the hell are you guys playing? It's a game we invented. It's called Counterfactuals.
We postulate an alternate world that differs from ours in one key aspect, and then pose questions to each other.
It's fun for ages 8 to 80. Join us.
All right, I like a good brain teaser. Give it a whirl.
You're in luck. This is an easy one. In a world where mankind is ruled by a giant intelligent beaver, what food is no longer consumed?
A BLT where the B stands for beaver?
Leonard, be serious. We're playing a game here.
I can figure this out. Let's see. Well, beavers eat tree bark. The only tree bark I know that humans consume is cinnamon, so I'll say cinnamon.
Incorrect. Obviously, the answer is cheese Danish.
What?
In a world ruled by a giant beaver, mankind builds many dams to please the beaver overlord. The low-lying city of Copenhagen is flooded. Thousands die. Devastated, the Danes never invent their namesake pastry.
Leonard's not impressed.
How does one miss that?
This is ridiculous. You're just making stuff up.
Is he always like this when he loses?
Oh, yes. You should have been here for the great Jenga tantrum of 2008.
You bumped the table and you know it.
Sheldon looks at Amy.
Perhaps it would be kinder to play a game more suited to his abilities. We'll close our eyes and count to 10 while you hide.
I'm going to my room.
Very good, Leonard. But next time, don't tell us where you're hiding.
The whole universe was in a hot, dense state that nearly 14 billion years ago, expansion started. Wait. The Earth began to cool. The autotrophs began to drool. Neanderthals developed tools. We built a wall.
We built the pyramids.
Math, science, history, unraveling the mystery that all started with a Big Bang.
The Big Bang Theory.
Did you guys see the paper in the American Physics Journal on supersolids? It's pretty interesting. This guy's working from a hypothesis.
Well, spoiler alert! Spoiler alert!
What?
Don't ruin it for me, man. I printed out a PDF to read on the potty.
On the potty? What are you, five?
It's a potty. What do you call it?
Toilet.
That's a little vulgar for the dinner table, don't you think?
Oh, and potty is okay?
Potty's innocent. Potty's adorable.
What do you do in the potty? Wee wee?
If I don't have to boom boom.
Greetings! You all remember Amy Farrah Fowler?
Sure, nice.
Hello.
Sorry we're late.
I must take responsibility. I had to stop for feminine hygiene supplies.
Okay.
I believe she's experiencing her menzies.
Actually, I'm not. In order to avoid surprises, I wear them all the time.
Okay. Toilet's sounding pretty good now, huh?
Hey, look! It's Shamey!
Shamey?
A juvenile amalgamation of our names. Sheldon, Amy, Shamey.
Oh, I don't like that. Don't do that.
Alrighty, what's new?
Well, just recently I learned that you refer to us as Shamey, and I don't like that.
Yeah, I got it, but what I was going for was, you know, how's your life?
Like everybody else's, subject to entropy, decay, and eventual death. Thank you for asking. Why is she not taking our order?
I should have warned you, one has to navigate a labyrinth of social nonsense before one can be fed here.
Really? I assumed an establishment called the Cheesecake Factory would function more efficiently.
It's how they lure you in. I believe it's called bait and switch.
Okay, I'm just gonna walk away, because I don't want to be here.
Penny walks off.
So this is nice. First time we've all gotten together to eat.
You're right. He's a festival of humdrum chit-chat.
Okay, that's all I got. Howard, you're up.
tell us about your work, Amy.
I doubt you'd understand. Sheldon tells me you only have a master's degree.
Raj, do you have any questions for Amy?
Raj slowly shakes his head.
I'm curious as to why we're not eating alone.
They can't function without me. I'm the social glue that holds this little group together. You're welcome.
Listen, can I talk to you about your girlfriend?
She's not my girlfriend. She's a girl, and she's my friend, but there's no touching or unsanitary exchange of saliva. Got it. Although, for the record, on one occasion, she licked her thumb to remove raspberry jelly from the corner of my mouth. It's an action we both regret to this day.
Anyway, I'm not sure she's the best fit for our little, how shall we call it, Rebel Alliance.
Oh, I never identified with the Rebel Alliance. And despite their tendency to build Death Stars, I've always been more of an Empire man.
Yeah, not my point.
I know what your point is. You're intimidated by Amy's intellect. To that I say, buck up.
Okay, let me just get right to it. Amy is judgmental, sanctimonious, and frankly, just obnoxious.
So?
So we already have you for all that.
Are you suggesting I terminate my relationship with Amy?
No, of course not. Just have your relationship someplace else.
May I point out that for 8 long months, I suffered in silence as your female companion filled our apartment with her off-key country music caterwauling, the unappetizing spectacle of her grinding a pumice stone against her calloused feet in our living room, and night after night of uninformative TV documentaries about the Jersey Shore.
Suffered in silence?
Yes. And I'd thank you to do the same.
Real silence? Nothing makes beer taste better than cool, clear Rocky Mountain spring water. Where are the Rocky Mountains anyway?
Philadelphia.
Really, I thought they were out west someplace.
Think about it, Raj. Where did the movie Rocky take place?
Philadelphia. Okay, now I get it.
So, this is the plan. From now on, we're just gonna hide out in here to avoid the shamey.
I'm very comfortable here. Penny, dear, why don't you shoot another silver bullet my way?
Get one yourself.
Ooh, somebody's been taking bitchy pills.
God, he's an ass when he drinks.
Well, he's an ass when he doesn't. You just don't hear it.
I think we need to start entertaining the possibility that the shamey could go on for years.
If that's the case, Penny will have to get satellite TV and maybe once a week run a vacuum through this place.
Raj sips his beer.
I thought you were going to talk to Sheldon.
Oh, well, I did.
Well, what did he say?
Well, he pointed out that he kind of sort of had a put up with you.
Kind of sort of had a?
Well, I didn't agree with him.
Well, you defended me, right?
I tried, but...
She rubs her foot with a pumice stone.
He made a fairly well-reasoned argument.
You're not doing that right.
What?
Gimme.
No!
No, but trust me.
No,
I do this for my mom all the time. See? With the grain.
Wow, that is better.
And someday, when you have varicose veins, I'll show you how to massage them.
Oh, God, never again.
I assume by never again, you mean never again will you drink all Penny's beer, then run down to the gas station for a couple of 40s, a box of Slim Jims, and the latest issue of Bombay Badonkadonks.
I was homesick.
The highlight of the evening was when you showed us your Bollywood breakdancing skills.
Howard bursts into some Bollywood dance moves.
That's very offensive.
Yeah, we all thought so.
Oh, no.
What?
John and Yoko.
More like Yoko and Yoko. Greetings.
Hey.
I brought Amy here to show her some of the work I'm doing.
It's very impressive for theoretical work.
Do I detect a hint of condescension?
I'm sorry, was I being too subtle? I meant compared to the real-world applications of neurobiology, theoretical physics is what's the word I'm looking for. Cute.
Oh. Are you suggesting the work of a neurobiologist like Babinski could ever rise to the significance of a physicist like Clark Maxwell or Dirac?
I'm stating it outright. Babinski eats Dirac for breakfast and defecates Clark Maxwell.
You take that back.
Absolutely not. My colleagues and I are mapping the neurological substrates that subserve global information processing, which is required for all cognitive reasoning, including scientific inquiry, making my research ipso facto prior in the Ordo Cognoscendi. That means it's better than his research, and by extension, of course, yours.
I'm sorry, I'm still trying to work on defecating Clark Maxwell. So.
Excuse me, but a grand unified theory, insofar as it explains everything, will ipso facto explain neurobiology.
Yes, but if I'm successful, I will be able to map and reproduce your thought processes in deriving a grand unified theory, and therefore subsume your conclusions under my paradigm.
That's the rankest psychologism. It was conclusively revealed as hogwash by Gottlob Frege in the 1890s.
We appear to have reached an impasse.
I agree. I move our relationship terminate immediately.
Seconded.
There being no objections? The motion carries. Good day, Amy Farrah Fowler.
Good day, Sheldon Cooper.
Amy grabs her tray and leaves.
Women, huh? Can't live with them, can't successfully refute their hypotheses.
Amen to that.
Sheldon.
Hello.
I hear you broke up with Amy.
Well, breakup would imply she was my girlfriend. She was a girl who was my friend, who is now a girl who is not my friend.
Wow, it's like the worst country song ever. So, how are you doing?
Regarding what?
Amy.
I don't follow.
Well, your breakups are... whatever the hell this is, it can be tough.
Penny, I assure you, I'm fine. Yet my relationship with Amy was purely intellectual. There were no emotional bonds, the severing of which would cause me any discomfort. The relationship simply outlived its utility, and I'm continuing on with my life as before.
Okay, good.
Now, if you'll excuse me, I'm off to buy a pussycat.
I gotta tell you guys, I'm a little worried about Sheldon.
We're all a little worried about Sheldon.
Oh, I mean, since the shame, he hit a reef.
Oh, I thought you were just making a generalization. You know, I'm worried about Sheldon someday setting off a low-yield nuclear device because the cafeteria ran out of lime jello.
What does hit a reef mean?
When Splitsville.
Pardon?
Turn to boom boom. I think Sheldon really misses Amy.
You should lend him your copy of Bombay Badonkadonks.
We got a cat to keep him company.
You're kidding.
He takes it everywhere. To bed, to the bathroom.
He takes the kitty to the potty?
I thought we discussed the P word.
Don't try to change me, dude. I am what I am.
Gentlemen!
Hey. Oh. Aren't you gonna introduce us to your little friend?
My apologies, Raj, Howard. I'd like you to meet Dr. Robert Oppenheimer.
Hello. Hi.
Now, if you'll excuse me, the father of the atomic bomb wants a saucer of milk.
Okay, I get it. We're worried about Sheldon.
Hey. Oh, no.
Robert Oppenheimer was lonely.
So you decided to get the whole Manhattan Project?
Yes. This is Enrico Fermi, Richard Feynman, Edward Teller, Otto Frisch. Zazzles.
Zazzles?
I was going to name him Hermann von Helmholtz, but he's so zazzy.
Okay, we need to talk.
About what?
Cats, Sheldon. You're clearly upset about Amy being gone, and you're trying to replace her with a bunch of cats.
Clowder.
What?
A group of cats is a clowder, or a glaring.
Okay, yeah, fine.
That's the kind of thing you ought to know, now that we have one.
Terrific. My point is, you need to face up to what you're feeling with this breakup.
It wasn't a breakup. A breakup would imply that Amy was my girlfriend.
Okay, I got it. She's not your girlfriend. Now, listen to me. I know about loneliness. I know about trying to replace someone with other stuff. When I broke up with Penny, I got back into my cello. I built a bunch of model rockets. I got those weightlifting gloves and that 5-pound dumbbell.
You didn't break up. She dumped you.
She didn't dump me. It was mutual.
I was there. She dumped you.
Okay, fine. Live with cats. Be like my Aunt Nancy. She had dozens of them. You know what happened after she died? They ate her.
You don't have to sell me on cats, Leonard. I'm already a fan.
Sheldon opens a tin of cat food.
All right, fellas. Who's in the mood for fancy feast? Well, Beth's not fancy at all.
Hi, Mrs. Cooper. Thanks for coming.
Where is he?
He's in his bedroom.
Now, when you said on the phone he broke up with a girl, you meant an actual girl, not something you kids whipped up in a lab.
No, she's real.
Did they sin?
No, it's not like that. It's,
I don't know what it's like.
But there is something I should prepare you for.
Oh, relax, Leonard. I have raised that boy. I've seen him at his best. I've seen him at his worst. There's nothing he can do that'll surprise me.
Hold on to that thought.
Ben.
Sheldon's room's full of cats.
Surprise.
Mom, what an unexpected pleasure.
My, that's a powerful smell.
I'd like you to meet Oppenheimer, Frisch, Panofsky, Feynman, Weisskopf.
Yeah, I get it. You got a lot of cats, and you gave them cute Jewish names.
What are you doing here?
Leonard called. He said that you were pining for a young lady.
Oh, that's preposterous. I'm not pining over anyone.
Oh, lamb chop. We can quibble what to call it, but I think we can both agree it's creepy.
I do not agree. Cats make wonderful companions. They don't argue or question my intellectual authority. And this little guy here, I think you'll find to be quite zazzy.
You should have called sooner.
Shelly, dinner's ready.
Coming.
No cats.
Aw.
Amy's here.
What is she doing here?
I called her.
Your mother thinks you might be losing your mind over me. As a neurobiologist, I was curious.
Well, rest assured, I am in full possession of my faculties.
25 cats!
Oh, God bless you, dear. Sheldon, sit down. Let's talk.
All right, but you're not fooling me. Whenever you say we have to talk, it means you want me to listen.
Then stop talking.
Yes, ma'am.
Now, the reason I called Amy over was to find out what type of person she is. And after chatting a bit, I have to say that while she is a perfectly unique young woman, you two are definitely not suited for each other.
That's a peculiar conclusion. By any standard, Amy is more similar to me than anyone I've ever met.
Oh, I'm sorry, Shelley. I can't see it.
Well, whether you see it or not is irrelevant. I can't see subatomic particles, but nevertheless, they're there.
Excellent point.
A physics point.
Touché.
Well, putting aside the pig Latin, it's a good thing that you two decided to end the relationship so I didn't have to end it for you.
Sheldon's stunned.
Amy, after consideration, I believe we may have acted rashly. I propose we resume our relationship and attempt to resolve our differences.
I'll agree to that, only if you'll stipulate that 80% of our difficulties were caused by you.
I'll go as high as 40.
65.
Done. You understand that moving forward, we deal with the fact that my mother does not approve of you?
I do. I find being cast in the role of bad girl oddly titillating.
Would you like to see my cats?
I would. I love cats. They're the epitome of indifference.
Oh, then you may find Zazzle's a little cloying.
I saw what you did there.
He thinks he's such a smarty pants. He's no different from any man. You tell him not to do something, that's all they want to do. If I hadn't told my brother Stumpy not to clear out the wood chipper by hand, we'd still be calling him Edward. Now, don't you move. I'll bring over all the food.
No. I can do it.
Well, isn't that sweet?
Thank you, Amy. Here's your cat. And here's your $20.
Next.
Thank you, Amy. Here's your cat. And here's your $20.